Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world that often feels overwhelmed with challenges and uncertainties, finding hope and inspiration can be a formidable task. But by actively choosing to see greater things, you can draw strength, purpose, and resilience from your faith in God. And this can empower you to navigate the complexities of life with a sense of purpose and peace. Find strength in adversity, resilience in times of difficulty, and a deeper sense of purpose in your journey through life by seeking greater things in Christ. By opening your heart to the boundless possibilities and blessings that Christ offers, you can experience a profound transformation that will enrich your life and enable you to become a beacon of love, compassion, and positive change in the world. In today's message titled, Choose to See Greater Things, Evangelist Paul Acqua urges us to look beyond our immediate circumstances and limitations. Let's join in.
For some of us, we have seen great things in our lives and ministry, the Lord working with us. Let's make every new day a starting point and hear the Lord say, from today you will see greater things than these. Each and every one of us must desire to see greater things than we have known before. It's so important, you know. I know there are a lot of people, and perhaps some of you listening to me today are in a place of almost losing heart because you are not seeing the abundant life that Christ came to give us. People have struggles and challenges. We know that. People ask me frequently about that kind of thing, so I do understand that. Christ said to Nathanael, "You will see greater things than that." And that applies to you and me. What are you seeing? Let me ask you this question. This has become a real thing to me as I look back over my life. And I have been walking with the Lord for many years. And I realize I have had many moments of seeing greater things, seeing the goodness of God, seeing the will of God for my life. I have been able to see it and capture it in my heart. And I can tell you that it's been growing, especially over the last few years, as I continue to see great transformation in my life and ministry. I have been seeing the goodness of God, seeing His provision that keeps me going. I am able to project into the future. Hallelujah. And I hope so do you. You may ask, how do you see greater things than you are currently experiencing? I would just tell you that choose to see the great things that God is doing. It's so important we do that. And in order for you to see that happen, we seek God. We have to do that. You got to seek God. And the Bible says what God is saying through His prophet Jeremiah, that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. That's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. God knows the thoughts that He had for us, but in order to see these great thoughts for our lives, we've got to seek Him, and not just seeking Him ordinarily. Not just seeking Him on face value. You are going to seek Him with all your heart. And the Bible promises that if you will do that, then you will see great things that He has planned for you, the hope and future He has planned for you, and to be leading you to that expected end. That's greater things. That's a greater realm of life. And that's what we should all desire to achieve and accomplish and to pursue. Hallelujah. We must seek first the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus told His listeners. We must seek greater and mighty things that we do not know. It's recorded in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Everybody knows that. If you call unto God, He is ready to show us great and mighty things that we do not know. We must seek Him for divine guidance. Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's the path that will lead to greater and mighty things. He's ready to direct you and me. We should seek him. We should acknowledge him. We shouldn't lean on our own understanding. We should just go straight to him and present our case, and he will just direct our path. My friend, if you are on a crossroad, you don't know what to do. God is ready to hear you and to guide you and direct you to greater and mighty things. And I think you will do so. So do I do all the time. Yet do I do it perfectly? Not. But I have left where I will lean on my own understanding. I have left that place, and I'm desiring to move into God's greater things by seeking his direction and guidance. Do you need wisdom? The Bible says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubts at all. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that person suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Recorded in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5-7. So, we can seek wisdom and see the great and mighty things that God has got for us. We need to do so, but don't let tradition of men and curse of this world choke the word of God. Because when that happens, God's promises will not come to pass in your life. Not that God's word is not powerful. It is so powerful. But I'm telling you, without and also the relying on tradition of people and the curse of this world, which means that the word of God is choked and its ability to perform in your life will not happen. But then the word of God has not lost its power. It's sharper than two-edged sword. It can go to accomplish the things that we have set it to do, and will not return to the Lord or to us who are using the word. It's not going to return to us void. So we need to realize that we have got two sets of eyes, I'm telling you. If you want to see greater and mighty things, you got to see with your spiritual eyes. You got two eyes, my friend. We have our natural eyes, obviously, but we also have spiritual eyes. I use my natural eyes to drive and from so many things. And we all do that. But I don't let those eyes determine my future and my life. I have spiritual eyes on the inside of me. And with my spiritual eyes, I can choose to see the goodness of God. I can choose to see his will accomplished in my life and to see his blessings. I can choose to see the promises of God being fulfilled, rather than only evaluating life with my physical eyes, with my natural logic, and with my natural memory. That's not going to help you to see greater and mighty things that are in the spiritual realm coming past in your life. Most people live on those levels. They are just using their memory, their logic, and what they see in the physical, and they are putting that all together and saying, I cannot do this. This is too much for me. I am losing heart. Let me remind you that you have spiritual eyes. With those eyes, I'm telling you, you can see the promises of God. With those eyes, you can see greater things. With those eyes, you can see God's promises coming into your life. Hallelujah. You may have to develop this, but you can choose to see the good things of God coming through in your life. Focus on what God is showing you in the spiritual realm. You don't have to live on a natural level. With that in mind, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The Bible says, "Why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." That's a great and incredible scripture. Why we do not look at the things which are seen? Wow, that seems contradictory. But the Bible is not bringing any contradiction. The Bible says we do not look at the things which are seen. Paul is saying, don't focus on those things. Don't pay attention to them. Don't let them discourage you. Don't let them sow a seed of doubt and discord in your mind. In other words, we are not focusing on the natural, on the symptoms or on the bank account that we have, which is empty, on the circumstances, on whatever is going on around us. We do not look at that. That means we do not look or we do not give our attention to them. We do not let that be our focus. Most people do. That's why they are being overwhelmed with the concerns of this life. It chokes the word of God and makes the word of God of no effect. My friend, don't do that. Don't look at those natural physical things. But you know, you can choose to not focus on those things, I'm telling you. It's a choice you have to make. He goes on to say things which are not seen with your natural eyes. There is a spiritual world around us. There are things happening in the invisible all around us. And one of the things that potentially can happen for you is that the word of God can come true in your life. I'm telling you, that's one of the things that potentially can happen for you. And that's the fact that the word of God can come true in your life. That which is invisible can become visible. But first, you got to see the invisible with the eyes of faith. Paul is saying, I'm not looking at the visible, which may be contrary to what I want. I am looking at the visible, which carries the power of God and the provision of God for what I want. I am choosing to look at that. And he goes on to say that, for the things which are seen are temporary. Everything we suffer in this life is but for a moment. That's what Paul is saying. We need to focus our attention on the invisible truths of the spiritual realm, which are eternal, instead of the visible things of this physical world, which are all passing away. That's so good for us to know that whatever situation you are in, it's just passing away. It's not gonna be permanent. That thing you are going through is also passing away. Everything we see is temporary. It can be changed. If someone had a mind to change it, someone had a mind to do so, they would change it within a twinkle of an eye or in a process of time. We are not looking at that which is temporary. We are not looking at that at all. The word temporary means temporary, which means it's not gonna last. Any problem that we can see is limited by time. It will pass away. However, spiritual truths, including our union with Christ and all the benefits that entails, are all forever. So when problems begin to oppress us, we should tell them that they are temporary and they are going to change. And then we should look into the spiritual realm, into our future. You know, he's saying that, for we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things which are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time. It's just temporary. It just lasts for a time. But what cannot be seen lasts forever. You cannot live a successful Christian life if all you look is at the temporal, using just the natural physical eyes and assessing things in logical terms. No. That which can change, it will change. So let me just assure you, let me encourage you that your bank account can change. Your health can change. Your relationships can change. Maybe you having a terrible marriage. It can change. Your employment can change. Your situation can change. Everything temporary can change. You shouldn't live on that level. You cannot live that level because it's not good. It's not an abundant life. It is not the life that Christ came to give to us. You can choose to see the eternal. You can choose to see that which God has promised. And that is in the spiritual realm. It has not come to pass yet, but it's unseen and you have to look at it with the eyes of faith. Yes, you can develop your heart, the eyes of your heart, or the eyes of your spirit in your heart to see God's promises coming to pass. And God's promises coming to pass are all greater than the things you are seeing right now. My friend, you can do so. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. God has got greater things for you to happen in your life. But the first step is to receive Him into your heart. If you will, then you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.